And then covering doctrine comes along and says, oh, don't do that. Have tea parties, but don't actually move in the gifts of the Spirit unless somebody mature can come and control you with it. And God's going to just delete that whole bunch of lies. And we're going to start seeing people move into the things of God. Let's look at this one list. This is a lot of stuff. Whoa, I don't have a watch either. You guys are going to have to really help me on this to know what time it is. This is kind of funny that she went to Deuteronomy, because when we started this whole series on bitterness, remember how it was a powerful meeting? I don't know if that teaching is even out yet, but where God just had me really read about he's a jealous God and that we don't see things right. And the reason things are messed up and we're under curses is because we don't see things from heaven's perspective. We see them from man's perspective. And therefore, Satan has done a number on us to make us think that God is just weak or mean or whatever, instead of realizing that God is a jealous God. And most of us have not sold out. Most of us do not know him. Most of us do not honor him and worship him and have the fear of the Lord in our lives. And because of that, God has had to turn away, and Satan has had a heyday with us. But Jesus Christ really paid to bring us to a place of powerful authority. So what was the one that you did? Was it in Matthew that listed all those things that defile someone? Where was that? Mark 7, okay. Let's tear some of these down and go for some of these. I know there was a time I used to be really foolish. I used to be really silly. And I really think in my family it just came from having a really big family and wanting to get some attention. And then God's just been dealing with me over the couple of years, you know, put away the foolish things. And I didn't realize to call someone a fool. Think about this. It's an imbecile. What was the things I read? Idiots, imbeciles, that you could actually go to hell for calling someone a fool. So I really believe, unless you hit that right, that when you call someone a fool, you're cursing them. And it's a powerful curse. Why would God say you could go to hell for calling someone a fool if it wasn't a major sin? So one thing we need to do tonight, and I think we're going to do this right now, I think we need to break the power of ever. And I, you know what, you kids, teenagers, come sit down. You guys get in here. Y'all come sit down. This is good teaching for these guys to hear. They're the ones going around calling everybody fool and stuff. I think it's when you are talking about someone's mental capability. I think when you call someone a fool, when you call someone stupid, when you call someone dumb, did you see how the spirit of dumb, mute and dumb spirit were under this thing of, and I think you release that spirit. And see, what happens is when people see someone act a certain way and then they say, you're stupid, and we do have a teaching on getting free from the spirit of stupid, but it's a curse. And then it causes that person to act in that manner, because spirits are released, which causes you to once again say that it's happening. Oh, God's giving me something really good now. When we see in people's personalities something spiritual, such as forgetfulness or silliness or any of these things that we kind of look the other way about, what happens is it makes you talk about it or laugh about it or kid about it. But what you don't realize you're doing is you're re-empowering that curse or that spirit. Why? Because you're re-prophesying it. This will not take away your personality. This will just take any demonic spirits off of that personality. Remember, Satan knows what you're called to. If you're called to be someone who's really going to encourage people and build them up, then Satan wants to come in and make that encouragement foolish. So the way you encourage people and build them up is people laugh at you. If you always feel like you're being laughed at or misunderstood, you got this spirit. It doesn't mean people don't love you. Many times you could be someone people really like, because it has a real friendly thing to being foolish or silly. But it doesn't glorify God. The enemy has taken a gifting. God's given your personality, and he's putting a spirit on it to make people not take you seriously. Those who have God living inside of them should have be able to have a serious voice. We should be able to really declare truth. And we should be able to be taken very seriously. If you cannot be taken seriously because of the spirit of the enemy, that's not your personality. That's Satan stealing from you your prophetic calling to be a spokesperson. I can't think of one example in the Bible, New Testament, of someone who was silly and foolish with what they were going through declaring who Christ was. And it goes, you know, to the different degrees of this. Let me read this one more time. We need to repent. Yeah, I see. No, I'm just going to read the dictionary thing. A person lacking in judgment or prudence, one who appears to be foolish, lacking in common powers of understanding, harmlessly deranged person, one lacking in common powers of understanding. Think about it. God has given us intellect. Not a spirit of intellect, but a true intellect. And this spirit will come in and stop you from being able to function in that. I believe Alzheimer's would be a foul spirit. Old age, when you go senile. Those are not normal things. Those are demonic things. And as children of God, those Israelites were completely in good health as God led them in the wilderness. And we've got to get rid of thinking that these things are normal. These things aren't normal. And if you start to see it, a lot of things, it seems to me that the foolish, this spirit of this foul spirit makes the stuff seem not so important or else too hard to change. More than the unclean spirit and more than the evil spirit or wicked spirit. We can all say, oh, if you can make them see it's evil and wicked, they'll get rid of it. But this foul spirit is much more subtle in a lot of ways. You think, oh, well, that's just how they are. It seems like with a foul spirit, you can get past it because it's not maybe going to kill them right away or cause them to be real evil. Do you see what I'm saying? It's kind of something we just put up with because we can still like them or we can still see good or it's not so horrible that it's affecting everybody else. And that might be a foul spirit seems to be a spirit that just affects you and your relationship with people and how you act. But God is saying this, folks, calling someone a fool can send you to hell according to the word of God. So what we have taken not as a big deal is in the Bible a very big deal. And it could be why there's such an outbreak in our nation of Alzheimer's and people losing their minds in their old age and going senile and insanity and schizophrenia. All these things are things that attack the mind. All these things are things that attack the mind. We need to begin to say, Lord, it's important to have our minds. We have the mind of Christ. As a Christian, you have the mind of Christ, and you want to totally be delivered from anything that makes it look like you don't, that the enemy could use to hurt your witness. I kind of look at it like this. Whatever you should be like in heaven, whatever you think is okay for heaven, is what you should believe for down here. Whatever you can believe for in heaven is what you should believe. So if you think when you get to heaven you are not going to be overweight, then you should believe for that here. If you think in heaven you're going to have the mind of Christ and you're going to have a clear understanding, you should believe for that here. If you think you're going to be healthy in heaven, you should believe for it here, because that's what Jesus declares, that his will would come on the earth as it is in heaven. That settles it. That settles it. That makes it easy to see, is this God's will? Is this what I believe for? So you need to fight and believe, fight the enemy and believe for everything that you think you will instantly walk into when you get to heaven. Because that's the kingdom coming now. He wants his kingdom to come to you now. See, people who don't know Christ cannot have his kingdom come now. They can't be delivered from sickness, except through medical terms or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They can't get a right mind. They can't get free from demons. See, this is the key to the Christian witness. This is good preaching. The key to the Christian witness is that we can have heaven now. His kingdom come now. His kingdom come now and set me free. He paid to take me out of the kingdom of darkness where there's sickness and all these horrible things. He paid to take me out of that and bring me into his kingdom now. And if I'm in his kingdom now, that's when people will pay attention. When I still look and act like the devil, let me tell you something about this foul spirit, folks. And I'm just going to tell you right now, because we got a lot of hurting people in here. We got people who've been rejected in here. You do not glorify God in that state. I mean, you do to some degree because people are seeing the fruit, but especially before you started getting free in areas, you took on religious spirits, you took on all kinds of things, but you knew that you never fit in. Okay? We're not playing games with it. We're going to declare war on it. We're going to declare, I will be who Christ has for me to be. I will believe for my children to be like that. I will believe for my spouse to be like that. I will believe for God to set people free from this foul spirit. And not just the foul spirit. If you think about it, the foul spirit is the one we all just accept. Just keep eating wrong and eating wrong and eating wrong and not exercising, not taking care of yourself. You know, really, it's spiritual. The reason you're not getting healthy is it's spiritual. Okay, it's spiritual. Hate it. Hate it as if cancer attacked you, you wouldn't just sit there and keep doing what you've always done. You would go, or at least not if you're in this ministry. Maybe if you're in some other areas, places where you don't understand that. But once you know something isn't of God and you have authority over it, it's time to declare war on it. And hate anything that you think it's made you benefit. If food is your God, the Bible says if the belly is your God, if the belly is in charge of your health, you got a demon in your belly. Gluttony is a demon in the belly. And it's going to make you foul. If people make fun of how you eat, you need to stop and say, they're seeing a demon and it's not funny. It's funny when it's these spirits, we all kind of kid about it a little. Instead of straight out saying, there is a demon eating through you. Nobody should eat that much. Nobody should eat like that. You're letting a devil kill you. You're letting a devil totally take your health and kill you before your time. You ought to hate that. You shouldn't wait till you're hospitalized to hate it. The same thing, if the devil's taken your thinking so that you can't concentrate or you can't think right or you can't hold a job the way God would have you hold a job, the enemy is taking it. If you've got foolishness that gets you in trouble or you don't like being laughed at, you know, when you have the spirit of foolishness, what happens is you kid around a lot. I used to have this. And then you get the attention from that, but then it hurts when they hit back. And truthfully, you were set up to be insulted. I'm going to look at prudence real fast to see what it says. Prudence. Prudence, the ability to govern and discipline oneself by the use of reason. Skill and good judgment in the use of resources. This is pretty good because you know what? Debt just became the spirit. The spirit of debt would be under a foul spirit. Why? Because you can't use good reason. You can't use good judgment. You buy things you shouldn't buy. You get ruled by the enemy and then you get into his chains. And it makes a terrible witness. There should be this good reasoning. So once again, debt has to do with your mind. It has to do with not being able to make good judgments and good reasoning. See, the foul spirit, and look at that again, nobody thinks a big deal about debt. Isn't it funny, out of all the spirits, unclean, when I think of unclean, I think of horrible sexual sins and those kind of things. I know they move over into foul also because they cause you to be rejected. But unclean, you just absolutely wouldn't even begin to look the other way at unclean. If you have an unclean with the foul, then yeah, you might go after that unclean. But you can have an unclean without a foul spirit, and nobody thinks it's okay. But a foul spirit, from what the definition God's put in my heart, a foul spirit is the one we put up with. A foul spirit is the one we put up with that causes us to be rejected, causes us not to like ourselves, it causes us to be bitter with God. Why did you make me like this? Why did you do this way? Causes us to be rejected. And a lot of these foul spirits are things that fall under this foolishness, things that don't seem that important. But they constantly make you feel bad about yourself. And you know, you don't want the enemy to take from you the call on your life. You don't want the enemy to take from you who you can serve. People with a foul spirit, they're limited in who will let them minister to them, because it's an instant put off. That thing's like, if you can't get that under control, I don't want you laying hands on me. If you can't look nicer than that, if you can't talk better than that, if you can't handle your problems better than that. See, folks, we are to be a testimony. It doesn't mean we're all going to have the same IQs. It doesn't mean we're all going to have the same looks. I'm not saying that. It means you want to get rid of anything the devil has purposely placed there to stop people from seeing Jesus. You need to love yourself as you are, but you need to know, I don't want a devil having people laugh at me. I don't want a devil constantly setting me up. I don't want a devil making me overeat. I don't want a devil making me unhealthy. I don't want a devil making people think I'm stupid. I don't want a devil making people judge me constantly. And then that judgment come back to make me feel bad about myself. Okay? Rick goes, well, you made us feel good. This is about a spiritual thing. This isn't about who you are as a person. This isn't about who you are as one who has God living in you. That's all awesome. This is about you getting rid of that spirit that makes you hate the things you've hated the most about yourself your whole life. But no one would just kind of put it on the table in front of you before. Or not with the right heart. See, the Bible says to speak the truth in love. Unless God deals with people to quit judging all this and making fun of people, you can't preach this. God has really been zapping us this year. Because the people who don't have the spirit or to the degree, it's easy for them to whisper behind people's backs, not get it out in the open, and have compassion. The deaf spirit is under this. Not being able to communicate is under this. Maybe that's even what holds me from being able to pronounce all the words. Just something where Satan can have a stronghold to stop you from doing all that God has for you to do. Okay, where is it? Mark 7, okay, 15. There is nothing from outside the man, having entered into him, which is able to defile him. But the things going out from him, those are the things defiling the man. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. When he entered into a house from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable. And he said to them, are you also so undiscerning? They didn't call him stupid. So this might be a really good word to use when in the past you've used stupid. Stupid is a judgment. Undiscerning is a statement of you're not using discernment. And stupid, there's no way out. That's why it's a judgment. Fool is a judgment. There's no way out. You've already declared it. There are things that we need to say. And I know God's convicting me. I know I have said stupid. I have probably said stupid today. And sometimes you see something that so provokes you because there's a spirit there trying to make you redeclare, this is stupid, this is foolish.